Are your kitchen and bathroom remodels a little overdue? Well, now's your chance to call First Response Contracting. John Sellers will take care of you. 484-256-7136. They do residential and commercial, and they're licensed and insured. Give them a call at 484-256-7136. Hello, this is Brad Wiseman. You're listening to Real Estate and You. We're back in the studio with another great show on hand here. And I have to say, this is going to be a good show. It's going to be a different show. And the reason being is I have to tell you, you guys know Pete Heim. He comes in here all the time. He's here probably once a month or maybe sometimes more whenever he wants to come in. But he's been taking these vitamins and he's telling me how, you know, it makes him look younger and he feels better and he's more energy and all these things. And I just want to see what you guys think, if he looks any different than he has in the past. So I don't know what you guys think. If you're on the podcast, you can't see him. But if you're looking on YouTube or Facebook, do you think he looks any different?
I've been working on it.
You've been working on it. You have. Yeah. I think he looks younger. Hugo, right? Younger?
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. So no, this is actually Chris Heim, and he is going to look like this in about 30 years.
In about 30 years.
About 30 years or so.
Not too bad.
Actually, pretty damn good. Definitely better shaven than you are. So, but we have Chris Heim in here for his father, Pete Heim, because Pete is out gallivanting around somewhere. Where is he anyway?
Yeah. He's in Arizona, I think, right now.
What's he doing there?
Visiting the grandchild. So.
Visiting the grandchild. Yeah, unbelievable. Yeah, yeah. So, good for him. He needs a break every once in a while.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And you allow him to do that.
Yeah, I'm here. I mean, when people ask me, who'd you have to kill to get on Brad's podcast?
Yeah. Oh, my did you gosh. Tell him who you had killed? You did? No, that's it right there. That's him, the guy. Man. Yeah. So, so just so you know, Pete will no longer be on the show. We don't know where he is. We don't know where he is. Yeah, yeah. Somewhere in Arizona.
It's that's not who you had to kill. It's who you had to become.
That's right. You had to become your father.
No way near my father. So. He knows the numbers. He's good at his stuff.
But he's a good guy too.
No, yeah.
He does know his stuff. So let's dig in here. Let's talk about you a little bit before we actually talk about the numbers. Because I think we're going to talk more about your perception, which I think was interesting. Hugo thought this was cool. Mm-hmm. This is your first year in real estate. First full year or whatever? First year, right?
16th month.
16th month. There we go. Yep. To be exact. Okay. Yep. And you're knocking it out of the park, because I know you're doing stuff on social media. You're very involved. You know, I want to hear from your point of view. What was it like growing up in a real estate house and now you're selling real estate?
Yeah.
What's the difference?
Yeah. So big difference. Because I think growing up, you know, you watch your father, you know, working. It's just work, right?
Right.
But then also, I think there's that aspect of it where you see him working really hard, representing clients, you know, and sometimes I'll go on showings with him and see, you know, what houses we're looking at and that kind of stuff. But you don't really like get the full engrossment of what it means to be a realtor.
Right. Because it looks glamorous from the outside a little bit, right? Or no?
A little bit. Or it's just, you know, dad's going to do his work.
That's right.
Know?
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, wow, dad has to work, you know, extra hours today.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. You know,
he's or at nighttime.
Working again. Yeah.
Or all weekends.
Or like you watching him put a 14-hour day in and it's like, damn, you know.
The guy works.
It's a real job.
The guy works. It is a real job. It's a very real job. So perception of this business.
So I think it's been very different, though, growing up in it and kind of having a kid perspective of what that looks like. And then actually getting, you know, into the business, because it's...
You like it?
I love it.
Do you? Look at that. That's funny.
I do love it.
There is a passion. There's something. Once you get bit by this bug, the real estate bug, it is very hard to get out. And not that you want to get out. You want to be in it. And you tell me. What do you love about it?
The thing is, what I think is so different, though, from growing up, is that you are chief cook and bottle washer. You have to know everything. And if you don't, you got to know someone who does. Or like, you know, people just expect you to know things about the market, to know things about housing, to know things about pricing, to know things about staging. You know, the list could go on about inspections, about permits, about, you know, municipalities, about locations, about school districts. Yeah. You can go into it all day.
Yep. And also some therapy involved there too. Is that crazy? Right?
I mean, it's amazing.
And it's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. We're there for them. You know, one of the things that's cool about this business is we are a family member, basically, for a 3-month period of time, because there's not much that happens in their lives or you know, our lives and everybody's combined that we don't know about in those moments. It's you know their children, you know their children's schedules, you know their schedules, you know when they work, when they don't work. We know what kind of car they drive. We know they're buying a new car. We know they're selling a car. We know all these things. And it's just, it's interesting. And there's not many businesses that do that.
They're so involved. And I think that's one of my favorite parts about it. And it's so easy to be passionate about something because you are so ingrained. And oftentimes a real estate transaction too has so much emotion in it. Cool. You know, it's either a death in the family, a divorce, a first-time home buyer, you know, a first-time investor. There's usually something coinciding with the purchase of a home.
So true. So true. So what's funny is he learned that all in 16 months. You know what I mean? Did you, so when you got in, did you know dad was doing all these things when you were growing up?
No,
did you
no
know
idea.
He knew all these things?
Yeah, no idea.
No
like
idea.
I knew he knew his stuff, you know, when it comes to houses, but you just have no idea until you're practicing it yourself going, oh wow, you know, I'm
there's
learning,
so many
but I'm
facets.
Not there.
So many, you know what's funny? You'll never be there. And I'm not saying, don't take that the wrong way.
No.
I'm not there. Your dad's not there. There is no there. This business is a constant, absolute journey. And there's no time where you're going to go, oh, I got it all. I got it all. This is it. I've made it. I've now chief real estate agent expert. Not going to happen. Not going to happen. And the reason being is we're ever changing. And also every single person is different.
Oh, yeah.
Every single person is different. Every single situation, every single house is different. There's not one, there's not two houses that are the same, even if they're in a development where they look the same. You know?
So, which is why too, I think really being a realtor is more of a lifestyle. It's about how you're living. It's about your day to day because the markets are going to ebb and flow. People's needs are going to change. Yeah. So it's just about being there and being, you know, adaptive.
Yeah, very adaptive. Yeah, chameleon. Chameleon is. I always explain sales as being a chameleon. Because and if the better you are at being a chameleon in any kind of sales, I don't even like saying sales in consulting or coaching or helping people. When you're helping somebody, one is listening, and the other one is being a chameleon that you can be who they need you to be at that moment.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Okay, cool.
And I think sometimes people have a problem with the phrase chameleon because they're like, oh, well, then you just, you know, with your personality. But I think it's more the job than it is who you are.
Yeah,
it's
of
more
course.
About adapting to what their need is in the time.
Exactly
like you just said.
Yeah, exactly. Because some people, because an engineer is going to relate in a different way than a, you know, entertainer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Seriously, they're all going to, like, here's my best explanation. And Hugo, you'll love this too. And your dad would love this story. So my story of the difference between an engineer and me when looking at a house, okay? An engineer, and this is not busting on engineers, okay? We love engineers. We love them all. The one time that I was looking at a house, it was a new construction house. And I'll never forget it as long as I live. I walk into the room and the guy, and I said, yeah, see, look at this. This is a nice size room, isn't it? This master bedroom is huge. He goes, well, what's the measurement? What's the dimensions of the room? He's standing there with me. Okay. I said, well, it's 20 by 17. Oh my gosh, it is a big room.
Yeah.
So do you get the difference?
Yes.
Whereas you and I can look at that room and go, okay, it's a big room. But the engineer, he doesn't believe it's a big room.
How big?
Until he sees the measurements. Mm-hmm. That's the difference.
Yes.
So if I'm if I'm working with an engineer, what do? I talk in measurements. I don't talk in, oh, this is cool. That's cool. This is big. That's small. You got to talk in measurements. You walk in the room. Wow, look at this. This is 20 by 13. Wow, this is a nice room. Oh, yes, it is. You know what I mean? So it's fine. Yeah. So sorry to steal the show on that story,
it's
one of the things that I just thought of. So what else you got going on here? People's opinions of the market or people's opinions of you getting into the market.
Bookmarked real quick. Yeah, especially when you said salesman. I don't really like the word salesman. Because I've never really even been a salesman, you know. I went to college for entrepreneurship, and I love businesses and building businesses.
Sure.
But selling them is not my strong suit.
Yeah, right.
And even I worked at Chase Bank right out of college, and I love banking, but just not dealing with $2,000 fraud claims, you know, and stuff like that. I love it.
Not fun.
Being more involved with the people, right?
Yeah, you're changing people's lives now.
Yeah, oh my gosh. Yeah. It's incredible. But, you know, making actual calls and talking to people that have their own opinions on what a realtor is and you know, what the game of real estate is. And it's just remarkable. I go, oh my gosh, you know, you couldn't be farther from the truth when some people are like, you know, you greasy salesman, you know, why you calling me about selling my house? I've been like, whoa, okay. Well, first off, I've got a service, you know, that I believe in and that I believe would bring you value. If you don't think you could make use of such a service, just say so.
Yeah.
I'm not selling you on anything. I don't want you to do
actually,
something
we don't
that you
sell
don't want
in
to.
This business.
No, not at all.
We don't. Mm-mm. We don't sell. Realtors do not sell.
Big misconception.
Big misconception. We consult. Mm-hmm. We educate. We coach. Mm-hmm. We guide. We do all those things. We don't sell. The house sells itself, and the buyers tell you what they are looking for, and we try to figure that all out.
Exactly.
You know, it's so keep going. So the perception, everybody, did you ever hear this? And, oh, yeah, you should be good at this. You have the gift to gab. Did you ever hear that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I have.
Yeah.
Oh, you'd be good.
You're
at sales.
A bullshit artist.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
You got that one too. Yeah. Of course.
You don't shut up, Chris. You'd be great at sales.
Yeah. Bullshit artists, they get sued. Just so you know.
Yeah.
This is not what we want.
Not planning on that.
Yeah. No. We're not doing that.
No.
So go ahead. So what else do you? So you talk about the perception that people that when you were coming in.
You know, I just think it was shocking, especially having not only grown up in the real estate household and having maybe more of a outlook like loving real estate.
Sure.
You know, some people. Just don't like to be called, which is fine.
Yeah, and that's okay.
Yeah, and that's totally fine.
It's totally okay. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah,
now, what do you think about this market we have going on now? We have a shifting market.
Okay, so that's another thing. You know, I'm being told all over the place, only 16 months in the business, you picked a great time to get in. Of course, you're loving it right now. You know, these things people say. But I have no, understanding of what that means because, we came in to a market where, oh my gosh, 459 houses in Berks County on the market today.
Yeah.
You know?
Is it today? What was it? 4-6? Was it
459.
It's hovering right around that 450, but that's better than it hovering around 276. Your dad and I were, a lot of the shows we did, Hugo can tell you that we were 270s, 300, then back down to 280. And so we're consistently now at above 450. I mean, which is good.
Right.
It is good.
But you know where a normal market should be.
Oh yeah. Like 1500 or whatever. Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah.
So been
it's
there.
It's still, even though, rates are going up. That is, kind of what's still dictating the price of some of these houses is just because there's
now. And I always one thing that you'll find out 16 months into this, or you're 16 months,
mm-hmm.
Don't let the market define your business.
Yeah,
don't let the market define your business. Right. You define it, and all the only thing that you need to do is change with the market.
Mm-hmm.
Figure out what you need to do, and we do this all the time. Business, we figured out what we need to do to keep our success level at the same level. And not that you want to ignore the shift.
Mm-hmm.
You have to know it's happening or then you're dumb.
Yeah.
And then just look at it and go, okay, this is where it is. I can't change this, but I can change how I do my business. Right. So I think, and that's, you're going to learn that real quick from me because your dad is one of the best. I mean, he's been in the business, he's 35 years, I think. 38 years. Cause I'm 30 years in the business. So he knows it. We've seen it. We know what's going on. Oh, so you see the shifting though, right?
I do see it.
Oh yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It's pretty wild.
Cause I'm working with my dad and mostly working with buyers. You know, I brought a couple clients on.
Yeah.
That's all I'm working on.
Yeah.
I am being the buyer master right now.
That's good, man.
And coming in though, I thought it was normal. I knew exactly what an escalation clause was out the chutes. You know, it was normal for, all right, 30, 40 grand over asking, asking, sellers transfer tax being paid, like no inspections. Inspections is not even a question.
Yeah.
Oh. You don't get it. But of course you don't get an inspection.
Who does inspections?
What? Yeah.
That's so ridiculous.
Exactly. So
that was,
I just had
that was back
first.
During the Titanic times.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Entire first year, no inspections.
It doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
Doesn't surprise me. And it's funny because now if you're somebody in the business 16 months, you're like, what? Inspections?
Yeah.
Yeah. And not that we ever told people not to do them.
Your dad and I talk about this all the time. Never.
We never said that. All we do is say, look, here's what people are doing to get a home today.
Yeah.
If you decide that you want one, you just have to know that is going to be a slash against your offer. It's going to be one thing that, people are going to go, okay, well, these don't have inspections and this one does. It's going to go against you. So not telling you not to do an inspection, just telling you this is what's going on.
Well, and it was,
but that's changing too.
Very much.
I just got 4 offers on my last listing and 3 had inspections.
I love it. I love it.
And guess what?
Happens.
We picked one that didn't have inspections but it was financing. The 2 cash offers had inspections.
Mm-hmm.
So those people, mm-hmm. those buyers are going, hey, you know what? I'll give you cash, but I want to make sure I know what I'm buying.
There it is.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's just interesting. Things are changing.
And we were even adapting going like pre-offer inspections.
Yeah.
You know, and just coming in with these weird unorthodox ways.
Yeah.
I love the change.
Yeah, the change is good.
I love the change.
And what you said before we actually went live, you said that I like that buyers are having a chance to negotiate.
Yeah. You know, off, like I was just saying, I've had so many clients in the past year. We were just writing offers that were insane, and they knew they were insane. They wanted to do it.
And still not getting them.
Oh my gosh, I feel so bad for some of these clients because we would go 50 grand over asking everything I was saying,
it's
you
upsetting.
Know, and still lose to something better.
It's crazy.
It's like, oh my God, it's insane.
Crazy. It is.
Insane.
Hey, how many offers did you write for the same buyer? Do you know, like what
Max?
Was the, yeah.
15.
Mm-hmm. Mine was 9. Remember, yeah. Hugo, I had, I don't know if you remember, that was somebody who was on the show. I had her on as a guest during the whole, what I called the super sellers market.
Okay.
That whole market time, I had her on. Mm-hmm. I had two people on and said to get there, to show their story that even after 9 offers, she got a house and she loves her house.
Yeah.
That's going to start.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You're not going to see that as much either.
And it depends on what price range
15
you're in.
15 offers you wrote.
This the price range that we're in too. We're talking that 180 to 250.
Oh, that's tough.
Oh, it was just atrocious because it was, you know, a house that's was priced
horrible.
At 220. And some of these areas, a house was priced at 220. That was easily going 380 or 280.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it was just like just priced out immediately.
It's so depressing for the buyer. It really is.
Yeah.
So depressing.
So it was like, you know, you're qualified up to 230. You think you're putting in a decent offer, 8 grand over asking.
Yep. Nope.
Nope. That happened time and time again. Yeah.
That offer's terrible.
Yeah. So that's why I'm excited. Those same people will be able to
buy now.
Maybe
exactly.
Have a chance. Yeah.
Out of the first 16 months, what's your favorite part of the business?
Mm. Like I said, really just connecting people. And I think it's that face at closing when they realize like, wow, we did this thing. We got to do it, you know?
Yeah.
And it's the first step, you know? It was a journey, a process to get the house. But now it's like, all right, now we're homeowners.
Yeah. It is a good feeling.
Yeah.
It's a great feeling.
Oh, it's a great feeling.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And I love the feeling of having helped someone. You know, I geek out about business stuff and financial freedom and that kind of stuff. And I just think a house is a pivotal part in that
Absolutely.
Financial journey for a client.
Nobody that's wealthy has ever become wealthy renting. Seriously, there's nobody that I've ever heard of that has become wealthy that's renting. And there's nothing wrong with renting. Renting is a time period in your
renting.
Life. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it. I'm just saying that there's a phases of time you go through. And when as soon as you can purchase, obviously you want to purchase. But, you know, you can't always do it immediately, but it's preparing for it. I know Hugo is doing a lot of work right now, preparing himself for a purchase at some point. And he's asking the right questions when we have a podcast with lenders and things like that. He's preparing himself. And that's what it comes down to is that you have to prepare. Because if Hugo waited until 3 years from now to prepare, he's already 3 years behind the eight ball. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So you got to start, right? Right, Hugo? I mean, you're moving in the right direction.
That's
you're saving up money. You know what it's doing.
No, but this show has helped me a lot. You know, there's a lot of things that I've learned here. And I encourage everybody listening to this to just follow up, you know, just hit the follow button and subscribe because there's so many good content here.
Just trying to figure out what that's going to cost me.
Yeah.
Are you looking for a bonus this month?
What you asked me to do.
Hugo's now on commission.
You heard what he said. I said exactly what you asked me to. You're too much. So when we're talking about following us, I'm going to tell you, if you want to follow us, you want to follow us on TikTok. It's real estate's one word underscore you. And it's also Instagram's the same exact thing. On Facebook, it's real estate and you, but it's just a you, not that Y-O-U.
Yeah.
We have Chris Heim here in the studio. Had a great time talking to you.
Awesome.
Your father might get fired. I don't know. I don't know. Hugo, we're going to have a little meeting and see who we want back in the Heim family.
Right.
We might. And he's got like,
to pick from.
I was going to say, is it like 7 kids?
Oh, yeah.
So we'll have to go through all 7 kids and figure out which one is going to be the one. You
there
know?
We go.
I'll tell you what, Chris did a really good job.
It wouldn't be me, though.
Yeah.
I'm going to put the thing up one more time there so you can see that. Yeah, there we go. There's Pete and there's Repeat. Yep, exactly. Pete, Repeat. There we go. Thanks for coming out for the show, man. I appreciate it, Chris.
Brad.
You did a great job,
this
man.
Is awesome.
All right, sounds good. There we go. This is Chris Heim. Pete was where's he at? Arizona somewhere. He's hanging out with his grandchild, I guess is what you had said. That's awesome. He will be back again, and I think Chris will be back again sometime soon, too. So thanks for listening. We really appreciate it. Please go on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and check us out. We'd really like you to follow us because that'll help us out. All right, thanks a lot. See you next week.